Welcome everyone to the Exceptionally Irresistible podcast, a show that talks about how people and businesses can become more exceptional and more irresistible in their personal and professional lives.
I am your co-host, Baruch Dubrow, and I specialize in helping people live a more exceptional life.
And I am your co-host, Yermi Kirkus, and I specialize in helping people become more irresistible.
Together, this show is meant to inspire people to become more exceptionally irresistible in their personal and professional life. Who wouldn't want that, right? Are you ready to level up and one-up your life and business? Then let's get to the show.
Hello again to everyone, and welcome to this 10th episode of the Exceptionally Irresistible Show. We're going to talk about a really interesting topic here about singular or diversified purpose.
You know, Yermi, it's really interesting because this is actually a question that I ask myself a lot and I get asked a lot. And so now we're going to turn it around and really speak to you and ask you a number of these questions. And some of the questions we're going to be focusing on are, do I only have one purpose in life? Can it be that I possibly have more than one purpose? Are there multiple things that I'm supposed to accomplish in my lifetime? And how much focus should we spend on only one purpose or one pursuit? So these are all questions that I've got for you, and I'm excited to get into it.
All righty. Wow, being put on the spotlight on this one. Okay. So I think it's such a long conversation, and that's why I think we're going to have a couple of episodes about this. So episode 10 and episode 11 will be talking about these purposes, if you will. People try to connect purpose with passion. Does that have anything to do with each other? Is passion your livelihood? Okay, so do you need passion for livelihood? That's an often asked question. Is purpose the main thing that you need? And could your purpose ever change? I guess that's what you're asking. How does your purpose fit into your skills and to what you're able to do and your talents? And then how do you find purpose in the experiences and people that you perhaps meet? So I guess opportunities that are found in your way. Let's kind of focus in on that.
So again, this is one of those things that I've been asking myself for a long time. And I think it's one of the elements that is important to being a good coach and consultant is, sure, first of all, always asking questions,
sure,
but then always revisiting and reflecting. So like I said, this is something that I asked myself, I continue to ask myself, and lots of people ask me, because I think there's two primary schools of thought as to passion and purpose versus, you know, is it something that you make your full time or is it something that you can and should do on the side? I know people who are passionate about their passion, that has to be their entire and only focus. And there are people who say that if that were my everything, then I would go insane. How does one go about finding their purpose?
Right. Absolutely. And I kind of was hoping that this topic will come after the last two episodes. The last two episodes was, you know, the seven whys and being in the moment. Right.
Yes.
And that really ties into that. That really ties into that because, you know, we are all passionate about something. There's something that just lights our fire. You know, it's something that we're just super excited about. And the question is how do we monetize, I guess, that passion? That's what a lot of people will ask, right?
Right.
So, Baruch, a quick question. Share with me something that you're perhaps passionate about, that you're really like something that lights your fire, if you will.
Sure. So it's interesting because when I was younger, and not young, but when I was my late teens, early 20s, I was very passionate about writing and film. You know, my dream at the time was to create a orthodox production company where we were going to be putting out quality content in books and in media and in films. And it's still something I enjoy and it's still something I'm passionate about. But now I'm much more passionate about self-development, personal development, helping other people to grow and to develop and to live exceptional lives. So much so that if I had a choice between helping somebody or sitting down to write a book or create a film, I would rather work with somebody in a coaching session. And even if I'm not getting paid for it, that would still be where my big passion. And that's what brings me alive.
Sure. And that's exactly it, because funny story, I don't know if you know this or you don't. I actually shared a very similar passion to you. In fact, right. I started up a company called Moral Entertainment, which was all about that, like taking, you know, values from the Orthodox, you know, Jewish community and bringing it out to everybody else, right? And not necessarily teach these values in a preachy kind of way, but just, you know, in a very entertaining and a very mm-hmm. cool kind of way. And I shared the exact same passion. In fact, we even produced a film called The Unmarried Widow, but we didn't release it. But even though I was showing it around to a few other people, and we actually had it in one film festival, it got rave reviews. People thought that it was like a regular produced movie. And here it was, you know, had these morally, you know, and ethical things. But my passion quickly died down when I realized what goes behind producing these high quality films, mm-hmm. you know, the kind of business deals that go behind, you know, the intricacies, the details that go behind. It just was crazy. And that was too much for me. And my passion was just not there the same way it is for what I'm doing now, you know, helping the business professional live the more irresistible life, if you will. So that really, really brings it down to just because you are passionate about something, and let's say just because you are good at something, that doesn't necessarily have to mean that that is your profession, that that's what you're going to do.
Right.
I would say my highest passion is real estate and real estate investments. And I am involved with that. I am. And, you know, that is my ideal client to work with, the real estate professional. And it does also tie in. Passion also does tie in into what you're going to do. But as you can see, I only developed the passion for real estate much later on, after the films and after other things. And it kind of just, as I became more aware and more exposed to what it takes to be involved in real estate, I learned that I was really, really excited about it.
Right.
So the best answer to could my purpose change, and could my purpose, my passion change, and could that be my livelihood? Could it be all that stuff? I was helping two of my close friends. One was an electrician, and another one was a teacher. He, in fact, was teaching also in a Montessori school in Brooklyn, New York. And he just graduated. He has his master's degree in education. He's super excited about this job because he loves the whole Montessori, you know, approach and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And he gets into the school, and his kids are just terrible. Okay. It is a nightmare. He doesn't know what to do. And these like 9-year-olds are running everywhere, and he's like scratching his head. This is his dream job, but he just doesn't know how to deal with it. And so, you know, we got to talking and we got to, you know, exploring different things. Turns out he's passionate about rapping. Okay. And he's really good at rapping, and he ends up teaching some of his courses and some of his stuff in a rap. And the kids love him because he's now the coolest teacher in the world. Okay. So you could sometimes combine passions that exists. Newsbreak, he no longer teaches in Montessori. He no longer is there anymore. He now is doing other things. He got another degree in psychology, and he's working in the psychology field, and he loves it.
Right.
You know, and that changes. My electrician friend, his big dream was to be the head electrician of a hospital. Okay. Turns out he never believed he was ever going to get the job, but I said, hey, let's give it a shot. He gets the job, works there for 5 years, and then he goes back to his business, and he realizes that he's going to make more money in his business because now he's a specialized, you know, electrician mm-hmm. with a lot more experience and a lot more expertise that he would have never had he not worked for the hospital.
Right.
Because now he's a generator electrician, you know, that's a big thing in electrician world. So my point being is that your passions will obviously change as you mature, as you grow, as you are exposed to other things. You know, sometimes you're going to revert back to things that you're doing. Maybe you're going to change course and you're going to find something else. The idea is that your purpose, and especially when you do those 7 why purposes, you have to constantly ask these questions. You know, we spoke about it back then, those 5 questions, you know, what, who, why, and where, you know, all these questions. You have to constantly ask yourself. And that's what growing means. Growing means that I'm constantly looking at myself and asking myself the question, why? Why am I doing what I'm doing?
Right. So I think that's a great point. And a couple of things that you mentioned that I want to kind of bring up again or highlight was the fact that purpose and passion, the way I see them and the way from what I'm understanding what you're saying, is purpose and passion are really two separate things. And the way I see it, your purpose is more of a spiritual thing and kind of like the spiritual path you're supposed to walk on this earth, or the God-given path that you're meant, the thing that you are meant to accomplish, your mission, that is your purpose. Your passion are things that you enjoy. And oftentimes they're things that can influence and even better your purpose, allow you to do them better. Like, again, you know, for me, it was very clear that my purpose was in character development, whether in a school or whether working with adults or organizations or leadership development, whatever it is, it was very clear that this is the path that I meant to walk, one in which I am helping people develop as characters, as individuals, as organizations. Now, I can use, and I have in the past, my ability to write and my ability to create a film or create a project like that to help build character. And I've used that with my students multiple times where I've given them a project assignment in which they had to create a story or create a short film. And one of the most fascinating things is talking about special education, where that's, it's character development on a whole nother level.
Sure.
One of the tools that we use as special educators are, it's called story mapping, I believe. I believe that's the term.
Yeah.
Where you literally, or social stories rather.
Okay.
You teach a child with special needs a concept of how to socially interact using a story. Because you don't want to tell the child, hey, listen, you did something wrong. But you create this imaginary figure, Greg, let's say. And Greg gets into a fight with Fred. I apologize to any Gregs and Freds out there listening to this. And so you use a story to illustrate this. So again, that's kind of that idea of using your passion to help make your purpose that much more influential and impactful. So now obviously the thing becomes, well, if this is our path that we're meant to take, the purpose is our mission, it means that we were born and created with the skills and the abilities that we need. And I think over time, things kind of get muddled and fudged up and, you know, covered over. And especially because of influence of the people around us and society and culture. But those innate skills and abilities are still there, and they're meant to influence our purpose. So how do we go about, you know, in a previous episode, we talked about kind of uncovering, you have to dig deep to uncover that which is there. So how do we fine tune the discovery of those innate skills and abilities that we have as they align with our purpose? Now, I can speak from personal experience, but, you know, I want to kind of say that after, you know, you share from your perspective.
So I'm not 100% clear on the question. If you could just like clarify one more time, you're asking basically, actually, no, clarify first, because I don't want to muddle the question. So
sure. So the question I have again is as this: when it comes to finding our purpose is, it's something that we are meant to accomplish. And we have certain skills and abilities already that are meant to help us with that purpose. Or there are skills and abilities that we just have to develop and refine. So again, maybe I'll start off with my example. That way it makes it easier. You know, as an educator, it's something that's always been there within me, the ability to talk and to, let's say, inspire or motivate or convey a message to a crowd or to a community. Now, I had to refine my communication skills. That was something I had to refine. As an educator, you have to be exceptionally caring. That was something that was always there, but the type of care I give somebody had to develop and refine. But those were things that, if you look back at my history, those were skills or abilities or aspects of my character that were always there. They just had to be fine-tuned and refined. So how does one go about identifying what skills and abilities are theirs and are innate to them that are then meant to be used for their purpose? Does that make more sense?
Yeah. So much clearer. Okay, yeah. And that is kind of where I was going with my thought process when you were asking that question. I just wanted to clarify and make sure. Because I think you hit the nail on the head before what you were saying earlier, the whole character development, okay? And that's something I learned also. It's just funny that we both share similar passions in terms of film and stuff like that. And we ended up in the character development field, because a lot of film and a lot of story, anything that has storyboards involved with it, is character development. Okay.
Hero's so journey. Your hero with a thousand faces or something, right?
Well, I mean, when you're writing a film, you're writing characters, right? These are fictional or based on true or whatever it is. There are characters, and these characters interact with each other in the film.
Right.
And then there's some kind of, hopefully, a lesson that comes out of it, or, you know, it entertains in one way or another. But we're basically being entertained by these characters who are developed by a writer, a director, you know, producer, all that kind of stuff. It seems that, you know, you and I both share this innate skill or this innate ability to develop character and to work on our own character first, obviously, and then you know, share and inspire from where we are. So the character development part of it is a skill that starts off innate. I believe that all skills are starting off innate, and we need to develop them as we grow, as we mature, as we uncover, you know, all the smudge and all the, you know, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's a journey. Again, it's always a journey. That's exactly when I realized that, when I came to that conclusion in my own life and did my seven whys and did my, you know, digging deep. And what I like to tell people is stick to one lane, right? Stick to one lane and commit to that lane. Don't try to dance on multiple weddings. Don't drive across the highway or whatever, right? Take one path and stick to that path and commit to that path, obviously. If you're really, really good at something, then really focus in on what you're good at, right? And explore it. First explore it. Before you commit to anything, you want to date your idea, if you will, okay? Mm-hmm. So you want to explore your idea and see if this is a good enough idea that you actually want to commit to. And again, that brings you to that seven whys. It brings you to the digging deep. It digs, you know, all what we're talking about here in the last 10 episodes and what we will always continue talking about is really, really focus on yourself first, and then you are able to focus on everybody else.
Right.
So to be a good educator, you have to educate yourself to become a good educator. And mm-hmm. you have to consistently learn and grow how to be that educator. For me to partner up with businesses and to work with businesses, I have to become a better leader myself and learn how to lead myself in order to be able to lead others and, you know, hopefully inspire others to lead in their best kind of way. So it's consistently, you know, you want to be the best real estate investor. Well, you have to work and you have to educate yourself on what real estate investing means, you know, and grow yourself and get in on deals and grow your deals and then eventually sponsor your own deals. Okay. And whatever the case is, wherever you are in your life, you have to work on yourself first and then you can work on everything else. And I think that, and that will change with time. And the next episode, we'll talk about how to change and how to make those decisions.
Right.
But for this intense purposes, it's possible that your passions will change over time, and that's okay.
Right. But the purpose, which is something that is highly personal, as I have written in my notes over here, you know, that's something that is unique to you. And like you said, it comes from developing yourself and exploring that deeply. So before we wrap up this episode, because we're about at our time, any last closing remarks you want to say or anything you have left?
Wow, I think I said it all. but for this episode, it's really, you know, don't be afraid for change. Change is it only means growth. It only means it inspires us to move forward. Okay. And that, you know, it's a whole other episode as well that we're going to talk about how life is a treadmill. But growth is great. Growth is exciting, and don't be afraid of it. You know, it takes a little bit of courage to face that, you know, to face that fear. Take it head on, because growth will only grow you and become more successful.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Jeremy, again, for this incredible episode. For all of you listening, thank you so much for joining us for our 10th episode. This is the conclusion of it. I hope you got some great takeaways. Make sure you share them with us on any platform that you find us. Additionally, go out there and pursue your purpose. And of course, if you enjoyed this show and would like to continue the discussion, please follow the link in our show notes. Make sure you subscribe, make sure you download, share it with your friends. Follow that link in the show notes for our very special surprise guest, who is definitely a foremost expert on the topic of purpose. So we will see you there at the live show and following in the clubhouse. Have a great day. Until next week, we would like to leave you with a blessing from my wonderful children.
May you be blessed with all of your heart's desires, for the good and in an open and revealed way.